The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today with Shin Daddy in Creighton, Bill?
Well, it's all about recovery today. Today's recovery day today. So he's got six of these set up in the lobby. He had them shipped in from rural Georgia where they were made. And he's doing cryotherapy.
Oh,
yeah, he's doing that
stuff.
So he's going to be dropping people down to a minus 242 degrees. So you get inside there right there, and then just it's a chamber. It's a chamber you get into, and it just drops your body temperature, and it's a huge recovery.
Wow!
And so he's got six of those set up to be able to do. So when you walk in, if you don't it's like you'll see like the it's like a vape that comes out from the deal.
And cryotherapy,
yeah. So he's got six of those set up.
And he does it himself.
So he starts everyone at the same time. Everything's on a timer.
Okay.
So when we get in there at six, get in, boom, knocks it out, next six come in.
And how long do you stay in a cryotherapy?
I think it's like 6-7 minutes or something like that. I don't remember what it was.
Can't be too long.
I don't know what it was like that. Yeah, it's minus 242 degrees. You can't last a long time in there. So,
and this helps you recover from just various aches and pains.
Aches and pains, yes. It's an inflammation reducer,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Bill.
So for everybody, he's got a chance to get better. It doesn't matter what age. It helps you at any age. Young athlete recovering, could be a older athlete, could be someone in their 60s.
What do you wear? Do you just strip down?
What's that?
You strip down. So have a changing area.
Yeah, changing area. Come on. There's garments you'll wear, some sort of a maybe like a biker short or something.
Great. That's worthwhile.
Yeah. So
what was yesterday again? Yesterday was do you remember?
I don't remember.
I've forgotten already.
So many things happening there at the time. So cryotherapy is going on.
That's today.
They'll be set up.
No charge.
Dropping thing. No charge. Everything is always free of charge. There's never been a charge at Midwest Bank. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're up there in Creighton.
Get recovered. Get your inflammation down.
Why wouldn't
ready
you
to go?
Why wouldn't
exactly.
you go?
Go do a workout, yes. Then go get cryotherapy.
Yeah. Sounds like a good plan to me.
Does it sound like a good day?
It does.
Great day.
It's well done. Thank
is there
you.
A place to eat up there?
What's that? Yes, there is.
And then go get some lunch?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks to Shin Daddy and Midwest Bank.
How many towns
do you
have? There's no place to eat. You get anything to eat here? No.
There's a town of one person in Nebraska that has a place to eat, by the way.
That's really? Manawa.
Yeah, Manawa. Yeah.
Really?
Manawai.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Manawai.
Yeah,
you're really confusing me now.
It is. But
town of one. And they have a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right up by the cabin. I've eaten there numerous times. Yes, numerous times.
Nice.
Burgers is kind of their deal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, let's talk some sports.
We got some audio from Deion Sanders yesterday. We have audio every week from primetime in Colorado.
He got a little loose, and it's getting ugly. Uglier, we'll say that. I think he's losing it a little bit, Prime.
Prime had a little thought about media attacking players.
Right.
And
it's put attacking in quotes, by the way.
Attacking.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Deion Sanders what his most latest problem is here. Sanders from yesterday's media session.
When I say I genuinely love these kids, I genuinely really do. It's not about what they can do for me on the football field. It's about what I can help them with in life. Landscape has changed in football. Once upon a time, you guys never attacked college players.
Oh, God.
Now they're making more money than y'all. And some of y'all are envious and jealous about that. So you're on the tech. It was hands off a college player because he's an amateur. Remember that, guys? Now it's hands on. Go at them any kind of way you want. They're making more money than me, and I'm mad about it. When you attack them, these guys are sensitive. They've never been attacked. They hadn't gone through what a grown man, what I've been going through with y'all for years. They haven't done that. So It is what it is. I know you're going to do your job and what you must do, but your job does not say in attack. The personal stuff, leave it to be personal, because if we start flipping the script on y'all, you wouldn't like it. Like it easy. Thank you, Lord, for stopping me that day. Ooh, that was almost a good one. That would have went viral.
It did go viral, Deion, already. There's a prime time. Deion Sanders.
I don't understand. I mean, that qualifies as crazy talk. I don't think anybody has ever, I mean, I guess I can only speak for myself. Never once have I thought I'm envious of a player because he's making money. It's never even entered my mind till he said it.
So this was at his
press conference.
Yeah. So he was basically talking to
media
reporters.
So to the media, yeah, the Colorado media.
So he was saying it directly to them.
Yes. Correct.
That would even be harder than listening to it. If you're sitting there and he's saying this to you about...
Yeah, he's made it. He takes it to a strange level now, where it's kind of personal. And I guarantee you, those guys were sitting there going, "What? What are you talking about?"
Was there a recent attack on players from local media?
Not that I know of. And maybe he regards criticism as attack. Now, when players are making a lot of money, they are basically subject to criticism more now. There's no doubt about
that's
it.
True.
Yeah.
That is true.
Because they're being paid like adults. They're paying taxes like adults. And they're treated more like adults. That's just part of it. That's fine. But I don't know of any attacks. Maybe there was one or something, but whatever. Personal attacks, maybe. I would assume he's talking about Shadur. Shadur is older right now than some NFL rookies. If he feels a need to defend Shadur, well, that doesn't, I mean, come on. I mean, Shadur is open to criticism. He's making a lot of money and he's 20 plus years old. I don't know why he's doing this, except I think he's just setting it up for his exit. So he's not going to be there in 2 years.
I want to clarify. So the question leading up to this response from Deion, he was asked by a reporter about his relationship with two-way star Travis Hunter. This is and what life lessons Coach Prime has shared with him during their fishing trips together, apparently. Mm-hmm. Sanders began, he started his answer by saying they talk about everything, adding that he has a close relationship with all his players. However, he used the question to then pivot into this. Question was about his how he works with Travis Hunter. It's like on a relationship level.
Yeah.
And then it spiraled into this. It wasn't even like a pointed question about, hey, your thoughts on criticizing players.
Yeah.
That's how he spun this into himself.
It's not good. I just wonder, okay, then this whole thing about I love my players, I care about my players. He runs off players more than any coach in America, okay? I mean, he runs them off. That's what he's done. If you're not good enough, you're gone. I mean, I'm starting to not buy any of it at this point. Now, they did have a good win, though.
They did, 28-9
right.
Over Colorado State.
And we'll see what happens, but I imagine they have a shot against Baylor, too.
They will. I'm going to go with the Fighting Dave Arandas on this one.
Are you?
Yeah, I think he'll have a pretty good feel for defensively with what, because Dave's calling it now. He's back to being the defensive coordinator. So I would, but I think it's going to be, I think it's a 26-24 game.
Really, ooh, that'd be the spread. The Colorado's a 1.5-point favorite. That'd be right on with that.
It'd be tight. It'll be a tight game, but I still think that
Baylor will win.
The Baylor wins the game.
It's becoming uncomfortable. It would be very, I will tell you this, Jake. It would be very uncomfortable covering Colorado football. I know this too. I know Sean Keeler really well. It is very uncomfortable. It would be. It'd be, I'd hate it. I wouldn't even want to do it, I don't think. It would be time to drive a truck. For me.
And Sean Keeler is allowed to be at.
Yes.
Yeah. But he can't ask questions. He cannot ask questions.
I think he can ask questions. They just won't get an answer. He can ask questions. Yeah.
Can he stop
someone from asking questions.
Does he go? If I'm,
Keeler absolutely goes.
Does he?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't go if I got told I couldn't.
I think you still go.
I couldn't if I ask a question it's not answered. I don't know if I'd probably, maybe I would. He's a pro.
Yeah, I don't think you want to give in to
it. I don't think he's not being a pro. I don't think that at all. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if sometimes it's like, you know what, my time's better spent on something
else. On the
Broncos. I would not look down on him for not going to the press conference.
I wouldn't look down on him, but I like the fact he's going because he's not giving in to Prime.
Agreed.
You know, in fact, I think he asked question. I don't know this, but I thought I heard him ask a question the other day.
Steve, what would it be like? What would be, when you have your group of writers that have been around a long time, excuse mm-hmm. you, someone new coming in?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
But what would it be like when no one's around? You just, there's like 10 or 12 of you standing around talking before the press conference or after. And just
about prime.
Just what, and you're covering this situation.
Drudgery.
What would be said? I mean, it'd have to be just like, just look at each other like, What was that? Can you explain that to me? Where'd that come from? What's going on?
I think it would be mostly sort of at this point, kind of resignation. Like, I guess we got to do this. it sucks. Cause he's taken this to such a weird level. I've never seen a coach take these discussions. Like, it's really I would call it unprofessional.
I am always, I guess, slightly envious of somebody like, oh, that's pretty cool what they're doing. I've never been like God, they're doing so great, and I hate them because of that, and they make more money than me.
I've never even thought of that. What bothers me about his comment that he assumes that the media is, he makes this assumption, this huge leap that the media is envious of players making money. I'm sure those guys are sitting there going, "What are you talking about?" Well, it's never even entered my mind until he said it.
One of the stories of the NFL all year long, all camp, and now it's even more, is what? The Eagles, right? Sirianni.
Sirianni.
They're talking about that being not functional, this, all the different stuff. I don't think there's a writer it's like, why are you going after Sirianni? Makes more money than me.
No, I know. Exactly. Have you ever heard that? No.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
He's making a lot of money.
Yeah, so.
No, it's not. It's odd. And I just wonder about the AD. See, here's what's happened with Colorado football. Earlier last year, remember when they beat TCU? Okay, it was a great story. It was kind of exciting. All right? It's no longer exciting. It's turned. It's turned into something sort of ugly. Like, come on, what's going on there?
If I remember right,
it was kind of a feel-good story.
Didn't the AD have on his sport coat a picture of Deion? Like on the inside of his, I'm not making this up. I think that was true. He talked about it. Yeah. You don't hear anything from the AD.
Rick George.
Right now.
I can't imagine what he thinks on a daily basis.
You don't hear anything anymore.
That's my head coach.
Hey, they're 2-1, you know. They're 2-1.
They are 2-1.
They started off 3-0 last year.
They did.
Yeah. And they did.
They beat TCU at TCU.
That was an impressive win.
And yes, TCU struggled. I get that. But I'm telling you what, that's a big win. That was a tough win. You know, then they come back, and then they beat Nebraska, which now when you look at it, I mean, obviously had the turnovers and the quarterback play, but Nebraska had a better roster than what Colorado had
last year.
Yeah, I would. If someone said now, because when it all got said and done, you're going like, yeah, they had a better roster. They sacked the guy
six times.
Just
gave it away.
The ball was just a turnover game. If you don't turn it over, you're going to win that game.
The quarterback play was heavily tilted that way, and that was a big difference. But I don't mind saying it. I just hope Colorado loses all the time now. I mean, I was indifferent for a long time. I don't know that I'm indifferent now.
And then the forecast is so incredible also, where it's like, where's it going?
Well these it players, could be 3-1 after these, Saturday.
No, I'm talking about next year.
Right.
These players are all leaving.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, Shadur's gone. Travis right. is gone.
They're gone.
The best players. And then who's not good enough? And how's this getting turned over again?
Right.
And now it's like, okay, now who's the quarterback going to be? There are so many things. You sit there and look. It's like, okay, they're built for the future.
Would you say they are?
It'd be hard. No. It'd be hard right now to say that.
No.
You know?
No, they're, yeah. Like
the formula is so simple in NIL right now. It's so simple. You have your core base, have to have those that have bought in, been there over time, and you dabble in the portal.
You fill your needs, right? You try to fill your seven to ten,
somewhere in there to fill in. But if you don't have people like at Nebraska, the Ty Robinsons and the Giffords and all these guys, Ben Hart and these guys that have been around and been in this state and have that connection to it, you don't have those core guys, because then when the new guys come in, they get educated very quickly how Nebraska works. Mm-hmm. Just like when Randy Moss went to the Patriots, how'd it go? Really well.
Incredible.
Because the Patriots did it their way.
Yeah.
Yep. And this is how we do it here.
Great example.
If you don't have that core group of here's how we do it here. Mm-hmm. How do we do it here? I don't know. I got here a week ago, too. I got here last week. I have no idea what's going on here.
I can tell you how we did it at Arizona State. But.
Yeah, when I was at every – imagine sitting around and you got the pregame meal like that. Yeah, our meal was different at Appalachian State. Our meal was different at Purdue. Right. Like that's like, we all haven't been together. If you don't have some form of togetherness over the years. So the formula is very simple. And that's when all the good teams, what do? They take in a few guys every year
to fill the needs.
Now,
Lane's doing it a little different.
Lane's a little different. He's had more, but still he's got Dart. This is going to his third year.
Yep.
You know, and so you got some guys there.
Nebraska will continue to do it much different than Prime. I mean, they will have guys. I mean, look what they're doing. I mean, they're asking Riley Van Poppel to redshirt. He'll be in his third year in the program next year. Malachi Coleman saying it's the same type of thing. Prime doesn't do stuff like that. Nebraska will have veteran players next year that are left over. They don't go heavy.
You have no
portal.
Chance to have veteran. And my idea of veteran player is not someone that's in their fifth year.
No,
veteran player. Someone's been at your place
in the program for 3 years.
At your place. It's nice when someone's played. I get that. And so I'm not. But there's certain needs that are matched. But it's very clear how to do it. It really is. It's very, very clear. And remember, if you go back on the numbers, I believe Colorado was right around 70 scholarship players. Remember, they didn't have a full 85 on scholarship. They had less than that.
No.
And so right now, it's going to get rough because Colorado doesn't have walk-ons. That cost the amount to go to Colorado. Mm-hmm. It's like, you want to walk on? Yeah, here's what it's going to cost. Mm-hmm. And they don't have that NIL money that's going to pay all those guys. Mm-hmm. So that's going to start to add up, too. Practice at Colorado looks way different than it does at Nebraska.
Because?
Numbers.
Yeah.
Number of people on the team. You talked to – they're not playing 30 guys on defense. They don't have 30 guys to play.
Mm-hmm.
And so – not everyone plays 30. Different deal. But like I said, it's going to be – the story is going to be one of the greatest 30-for-30 stories that we talked about ever. Because if it takes off and it works, incredible.
It'll be
story.
Incredible.
If it fails, it will not be like this. It'll be a nosedive, or it'll take off. And like this year, they win 9.
Yeah, I don't rule out that they could get.
They
good.
Could take off.
I mean, the thing about it is, Jake, I think Prime. I mean, he's a good football dude. I mean, he's a tough. I mean, I think his vision of football is good. He wants tough teams. So I like that part of him. It's just this whole media persona that's gotten weird to me. That like yesterday just was weird. It was odd. Like he's losing his mind a little bit. Why'd you turn the conversation into that?
Yeah, the question was nowhere near that at all. Yeah. That's what
why do you pivot to that? envy? No, that does not. We're not sitting there envious of players. I'd be shocked if there's guys in that audience, women in that audience, in that media core that are actively, obviously envious of players. That's crazy talk. That's what that is. Like man who's losing his mind.
I don't get that.
Yes.
It might be something like, oh, man, I should have that kind of ability that he has, or I have something like that. But not like, I'm going to go after him. He's making money.
No, who thinks like that?
I just don't. There probably is somebody, because every time you say who does it, there is somebody.
No, you're right.
But that would get thrown out so fast. You'd get crushed in the media. You'd get found out immediately. What's this guy writing about? This is terrible.
Well, he's jealous of Shadur's money. What?
Where'd
that come from?
No. Great stuff. Jake found that. Jake's done some stuff
You know what?
Today.
Sip called me about that one yesterday. You got to give a quick Sip a plug there.
I didn't get any of that. I'm not in the deal.
I got a phone call from Steve Sipple.
But I know.
The idea is spontaneity with you. Spontaneity.
Don't start with me now. Lock me out. Not part of the show.
Spontaneity.
I received a phone call.
Yeah. I just said put it in there. I mean... It's not a big deal.
Well, before we get to break, Mike Schaefer is not here today. Again, his son is sick. He's not going to daycare.
Hudson.
Hudson. So Schaefer's got to play daddy duty today. But by the way, this hour is sponsored by Ben Spurk at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Please call Ben at 402-217-9945 for your insurance needs. That's, again, that's 402-217-9945. Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau Financial Services. When we come back, we've got Bill's Thrills. Cool parenting tips Thursday.
Cool parenting tips. Yeah,
that's up next, an early break in the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.